Ladies and gentlemen, welcome aboard this Air France message. With Air France, your journey to France begins when you set foot on the plane, starting with a complimentary glass of champagne in every class. And in business and la première, savor a five-course meal with cheese and wine and unique menus created by some of the greatest French chefs. Enjoy a taste of France before you arrive. Bon appétit. Elegance is a journey. Air France.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme. From serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Johnny Cake Sawville and Jason Bishop, running the three-man show, EB, in Orlando with his big suitcase, one would imagine, that he was lamenting about. Coming up in an hour, Will Dawkins is going to join us. He runs the Wizards. He's their GM.
Do you think Will maybe I should ask him, save it for the show. Do you think he would let me in their war room on draft night?
No.
As long as I didn't have my phone, just to be an observer.
I think it's a stretch.
50-50.
I think you should ask him, but I don't think.
I think I should ask him. Because that'd be fun. It'd be fun to see that, see how everything works.
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't blab about it. I wouldn't be on social media about it. It'd be just a fun experience.
It would be very cool.
Yeah.
Why don't you ask him to be the representative for the lottery?
Well, no, I can't do that because I'm notoriously unlucky. I would not do that to my favorite NBA team.
Remember the Cavs used to bring the owner's son?
They did bring the owner's son.
Had some sort of disability, it seemed like.
Yeah, and he was a good luck charm because they got the number one pick, I think, maybe twice when they did that bit with that kid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So good for them. But no, I would never jinx the fan base by going to, I think it's Secaucus or wherever they do the draft lottery. I can't be there for
that. Well, they got the number one pick, but they botched at least one of them.
Yeah. So we'll talk to Will Dawkins true. Coming up at 8 o'clock. Kevin McCarthy's going to join us at 9:45, plus Mike Mars Classic Movie Review at 8:25. Got some stadium news, or at least speculation. Mayor Bowser is trying to get the Commanders to call D.C. their home.
That's correct.
Wants the new stadium to be built. Everybody wants it. I think, I'm not overstating when I say everybody. Seems like everybody that listens to the show that are fans of the team want the stadium to be at the RFK site.
Right.
The question is, how do they do it?
Mm-hmm.
Mayor Bowser has been using now the Minneapolis model, the city, the Minnesota Vikings downtown stadium,
U.S. Bank
as
Stadium,
as a comparable model for what she envisions in D.C.
Right.
Here is a bit of a monkey wrench for fans. Tailgating would be limited at best and may go away because the limited space, the way that they're going to do the parking lots, they have to have recreational space. They have all these different things. Would you be devastated if you do have the stadium at RFK, but you can't have the tailgate?
Yeah, one of the few good things about Northwest Stadium is the abundance of parking around the stadium. You wouldn't have that same luxury at RFK for the reasons you just mentioned. There has to be mixed-use retail. There has to be a certain percentage of the acreage that goes to green space and parks. You would have to have, I don't know if they're going to build a hotel as part of the complex. So, and the land, the amount of acreage isn't big enough to sustain everything and also have 100 acres of parking around it. There's limited space.
Phone number is 800-636-1067. Want to hear from you on the MGM National Harbor listener line.
Tailgate Teds of the world.
Is it a no-go for you? A no-go for you if it means no tailgating? Meaning you get RFK, but no tailgating.
One or the other. That's a good question. I think if you really...
If it wipes out tailgating, are you okay with RFK being the site?
I think most people would be okay as long as you secured the RFK site and had a brand new, obviously state-of-the-art stadium there. I think most would be okay with no tailgating.
Or do you think...
I could be wrong.
Tailgating has to be part of the deal. 800-636-1067. Cakes referenced the breakdown. So the RFK campus is 174 acres. Mm-hmm. But they preserve the congressionally mandated 52 acres for recreation. So you subtract those 52 acres.
Yeah.
Then you have to take 20 to 25 acres for the stadium itself. So then there's only about 100 acres left for other development.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, they want that to include housing and retail.
Right.
800-636-1067.
So it's going to be kind of similar to Nats Park, where they have parking garages instead of surface parking around the stadium.
And then
there's just not room.
Right, and bars and restaurants around it.
Right.
But I think the fans would be upset because they look forward to that. They don't want to have to go to a bar and spend a bunch of money tailgating. They want to sit in the parking lot, you know, bring out their grill, bring their coolers. I don't know. I think maybe it's 50-50, but I would think the fans would be upset if they couldn't tailgate. I know Tailgate Ted would be.
Well, he's on the line.
I know. Shocker.
Tailgate Ted, I know you're going to be pissed. I'll be surprised if you're not.
Let me pull him up. Tailgate.
What's going on, guys?
What's up, man? The clock is officially ticking on you.
Right? My vibe is you would be upset if you could not tailgate.
Oh, I'd be salty as hell. Yeah. I mean, I've got four tickets. I'm not going to pay for four PSLs if I can't tailgate. I'm still going to go to games. Just being realistic because it's my team, but there's just so much more to just not tailgating. I mean, it's yes, people do it just because they want to drink and not spend money on the inside, but there's so many fans, guys in my wedding that live in North Carolina I never would have met because of tailgating. Mm-hmm. We don't sit next to each other in the stadium. Mm-hmm. It's not just about getting drunk outside.
Right, it's community.
It is. And to take that away from us. I mean, I've gone to Minnesota for games. I've gone to Chicago for games in Seattle where you can't really tailgate or do that. And it's just a miserable experience.
Mm.
And it's going to really diminish the just aspect of going to a game day. I mean, Grant talked about it yesterday. What are you going to care about when the stadium actually gets old and it's not fancy new anymore and the amenities on the inside don't really matter? I mean, tailgating is something that we have had for a long time when the team was bad, when the team was good in 2012 with Robert. And eventually the team will take a decline again years down the road. And tailgating is something that we all look forward to as fans. So to take that away from us potentially is just a huge detriment. And I know people can still find ways to do it, but it won't be the same.
Yeah, what if there were like a satellite spot where you could tailgate a mile away and then go to the game? Like that, it's not quite the same because you want to tailgate and then you want to walk into the
stadium. That would be a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
That's what I did in Detroit with the NFL Fan of the Year, Megan Stefanski. They have a huge tailgate, but it's over a mile away.
Right.
So they had golf carts that were shuttling people back and forth. I mean, talk about a headache and just a nightmare. And it's not something that I think our fans would want to do when people are thinking, oh, well, we can just go to Muni lots. Eric Flack talked about it in his story. They don't have those type of lots around RFK and Capitol Hill.
Well, what if they build an area? What if they build an area like the bullpen? Okay, the bullpen here for Nats games.
Mm-hmm.
Now, baseball's different, but there's not tailgating. I would imagine kind of what they're envisioning for RFK is going to be somewhat like Nats Park, where they built out a bunch of, you know, bars and restaurants and things like that. But the bullpen is kind of an area where people can hang and they drink their beer. Now, it's going to be more expensive than bringing your own cooler and just opening up, you know, the trunk of your SUV with a grill.
Ted, let me just posit this to you. It's a lot less work for you, man. You work your ass off for those tailgates.
Yeah, but he loves it.
I know he loves it, but I see all of his Costco runs and him like going all over the place to get the materials for the tailgate.
Yeah.
That's a lot of work, man. But I guess it's a labor of love.
What if they give you an area like the bullpen that has food trucks, that has, you know, beer trucks and that sort of thing?
it's not going to be the same experience. People want to do their own stuff. I mean, once again, going back, Grant, Dane talked about it yesterday. He's going to have four kids he's going to want to take to a tailgate. I don't want to take four kids to the bullpen. I mean, you guys saw what the bullpen turned into. It's just drunken debauchery there.
Yeah, but that was when don't turn into that. Was when, you know, Cakes was leading F Dan Snyder cheers.
Well, that was a celebration,
in general,
JP.
It's not a family experience. Yeah.
No, but I think like Ted, I mean, Ted's a huge team fan. He loves the team. But I think a lot of people just like going to the parking lot, parking their car, bringing their cooler out and their grill and just having a good time for a couple hours, you know, a happy hour, pre-gamer.
Right.
And just having cocktails. I think they'd be upset.
All right, Ted, we've got a bunch of callers. This last question for you. 800-636-1067. You can chime in. So you have two choices. You have the new site, RFK Stadium, but no tailgating, or they stay in Landover, build the new stadium right where they are in Landover. And you can still
stay
tailgate.
In Landover.
You want to stay in Landover.
Stay in Landover.
Yeah.
And I'm out on RFK 2.0.
I mean, of course, he has tailgate in his name.
He would just be Ted.
Which one do you think he's going to pick? Thank you, Ted. Best of luck.
Appreciate you, boys.
And have fun in your last 5 or 6 years of tailgating that you have remaining.
I think it's a little bit overblown that you don't need to have your own grill and your van and everything like that.
Right.
If they build like a field house, so, like a lot of these stadiums have this kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. In college, you can go there. It's you fit 10,000 people inside a huge hangar, whatever it was. You can have all your, like a beer garden with all your fans, hot sausages, beers, whatever. It's a pregame festivity. All the fans are in there together. You can bring your friends with you. You don't have to have your own grill and make your own hot dogs in the back of your car.
Hey, some people feel like they have to do
a
it
A lot
that
of
way.
People
then,
do it, bro.
Then I'm sure you could. They could, but that doesn't mean that the experience won't be better or just as good doing something a little different.
Trust me.
I don't think so.
I'm with you. Do you think I want to go to Costco 9 times and lug around all the stuff that Tailgate Ted has in his van with the flames on the side of it? No, thanks. I'd rather just show up, have a beer or two, get myself a bratwurst, and then I go in the stadium
but
if they have that spot set up
and
available.
You're different. There are hundreds of thousands of people who are totally different than
me. I completely understand. And look, I like tailgates. I've been to Valdez's tailgate a bunch. I've tailgated with my kids at College Park before Terps games. Tailgating is fun. I understand it. I understand the attraction.
Every big-time college football stadium, the number one aspect of that game or pregame is tailgating.
Understood.
It's huge.
I know. It's fun.
The last thing those people would want to do is park their car and go right into a bar,
right?
And spend $15 on a drink.
See, I think that's the big part. People
don't want to do that.
They don't want to spend what it costs at or around the stadium to buy beers. They'd rather bring their cooler and they'd rather cut some corners and pay less.
I mean, that's what it's about.
Yeah,
because I'll say this: I went to the Intuit Dome for the UFC about a month ago, and I envision kind of what they want in new arenas. And even for the stadium like that, where there's kind of a big open fairgrounds as you walk in, and that's where you would have your food trucks and that sort of thing. You won't have the space for the tailgating.
All right, we'll take your calls, continue to take your calls on the MGM National Harbor listener lines at 800-636-1067. Is no tailgating a deal breaker for you at the potential new site at RFK if the Commanders move there? 800-636-1067. We'll take your calls on that next here on The Fan.
During the break, I put up the Junkies Poll of the Day, brought to you by Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka and Surfside Lemonade and Vodka, the perfect addition to any gathering. Each can is only 100 calories with zero carbonation for easy sipping. You can find Surfside at your local bars and in convenient variety 8-packs. At your local liquor stores. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly. The poll is about what we're discussing. If the RFK site means no tailgating, is that a no-go for you? I'm interested to see where the results end up. The choices are no tailgating. That means no to RFK.
Okay.
Or still want the stadium at RFK. 800-636-1067. Want to hear from you. What would you prefer? See, I think I'm an outlier because I'm not a big drinker at this point.
Right.
I don't need the tailgating scene. We've all seen the development here around Nationals Park.
Mm-hmm.
That's different. Football's different. I get it. It's a different culture. But I think that the setup they have here where they have a bunch of bars to go to, and they have that bullpen area where you could have a concert, people on stage. We were on that stage mm-hmm. with a small community of fans. Now it's not going to be, you know, 5,000, but you can have a couple thousand there. Easy. We had that for the sale of the team.
Yeah.
Right. I like that setup. It seems cleaner than the tailgating scene, which makes the parking lot a total mess. Just mm-hmm. when I had to park, when I went to the Commanders, I went to two Commanders games this year, just parking, getting in that area is such a fiasco. Like half my trip was driving from Gaithersburg to Landover, and then half my trip was the last mile.
Well, you got to get in there early, JP. You can't just pull up an hour before the game starts and think you're going to just navigate around all the tailgaters who are tossing footballs. They've got all their stuff spread out over multiple parking spots.
Exactly. That's why I'm saying I have no problem.
Yeah.
I would vote in this poll.
Mm-hmm.
I still would prefer the RFK site, even if it meant no tailgating.
I'm a little torn. Like, tailgating it's fun. It's super fun. And you don't have to get hammered to enjoy a tailgate. Like, when I go and tailgate with my kids at College Park, I'm not there drinking 10 beers. I drink a beer or two, maybe three, head to the game. Like, it's more like just a communal thing. Like, you're
it's
hanging out with people
aspect
that you haven't seen for a while.
Yeah.
You're seeing, like, kids that your kids go to school with, that you're catching up with them. Like, I understand the community part, but I also understand just wanting to show up and park and go in, grab something on the way in, and then going in and watching the game and not having to deal with lugging your grill and bringing all the materials that you need and cleaning up. Like, I can see both sides.
People love that.
I know.
So where would you vote? You see both sides, but you have to vote.
If I had to vote, like,
I'm going to give you a fairgrounds. They're giving you 52 acres of recreational space, right? And there's going to be food trucks, and there's going to be bars. It's going to be kind of like the national setup.
This will upset Tailgate Ted. I would vote for give me the RFK site, punt tailgating away.
Yeah. Bishbucks?
Tailgate, love it.
So you're going to stay in Landover.
Tailgate
sure,
guy.
Hey, you went to Landover.
Look,
this year.
Last thing I want to do is come into the city to watch a game.
Right.
If I could be in the suburbs, I'd rather be out there.
You're a suburbs guy.
Yeah.
Right now, early voting is close to 50-50. So vote at Junks Radio.
That's what I thought.
Right now,
we'll
go back to the phones.
All right, let's go to Jim in Tysons. Jim, you're on with the Junkies. Good morning.
Good morning. I absolutely love you guys' show. Really enjoy it.
Thank you.
Also, I love the different perspectives. I'll rattle off quickly. 49-year season ticket holder, gone through a series of family members. I support the tailgating. I'll tell you really quickly why. It's not just the right to enjoy it. It also brings out a certain fan that has a tie to the history of the Redskins Commanders. And also, I'm a more of a blue-collar guy. So I enjoy that experience. And also, when you mentioned the Nationals, I'm not a youth drinker either. I don't find the Nationals experience. I can go to a beer truck at McLean Days, you know what I mean, or a food truck. That doesn't get me excited to go in and scream for my team. So I may be on that side of it, but I definitely would like to have the experience where the fan is a little bit more Buffalo Bills than L.A. Rams.
Appreciate the insight.
Okay.
And look, it's a different sport. It's a different culture. Baseball, you've got 81 home games.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
The reason I think tailgating exists in football is there's so few home games.
Mm-hmm. They're special.
College football,
it's a special
event. You know, six home games maybe.
Right.
Seven home games mm-hmm. if you're lucky.
Yep.
And pros now it's 8-9 if you're lucky mm-hmm. now with the 17-game season. So, yeah, it's a bigger event.
All right, let's go to Raphael. Raphael, you're on with the Junks. Good morning.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
What's up?
Well, I'd rather have a tailgating, Jerry, too. I'm handicapped, and knowing that, I like to eat my taco and my jalapeno poppers, chill and relax, listen to music, talk to the guys in the environment around me. I'm always in the parking lot by 6 in the morning, 7 in the morning, so I'm ready to go tailgating and meet the crowd and meet the people I see.
Well, what if they open the area and they have a food truck and they have picnic tables out there?
Well, I'm not going to pay for more food, more money. There's more money I'll at least be spending. That's a logical thing. I'm spending my money on the season tickets.
Gotcha.
Now I got to spend more money on food?
Right. Understood. Okay. All right. Thanks, Raphael. Appreciate the call. 800-636-1067. Where do you stand on the potential of no tailgating because of limited space if the Commanders wind up moving back to the RFK site.
I just want to point out that the Vikings, who are this is being compared to because they have a downtown stadium and very limited parking that is not in underground or in garages, constantly, and again, just a week ago, won number one in the NFL for best game day experience for fans.
Right.
And they have zero tailgating.
Okay.
Where do they go?
They have food trucks and they have a setup.
They have communal places to go.
Yeah.
Either outdoor, indoors, different places, everyone gets together.
Right.
I think it's, in my opinion, it's a little bit overblown as a deal breaker.
Okay.
They're going to take care of you. You're going to have fun. You just may not have your own grill.
You'll have options. But it just won't be bringing your nine Yeti coolers and your charcoal grill.
You're probably going to have to spend more money.
Right. All right, let's go to Lewis.
But it's a different vibe if you're one of these people that have like these big tailgates. Because the previous caller who was lamenting, well, it's a way that I kind of get together with a certain group of friends. Well, you can at a bar.
Right.
Right? You can at a fairgrounds. You just might not have a big tailgate like Tailgate Ted has.
You just have to pivot. You're going to have to pivot somehow.
Yes.
Let's go to Lewis. He's calling in from Richmond. Lewis, you're on with the Junkies. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you doing?
What's up, man?
What's up?
Love listening to you guys. Listen to you guys for a while. Look, this is a deal breaker for me. I'm coming up from Richmond. This might even make me sell my season ticket, get rid of my season tickets. We love the tailgate experience. We come up, six of us. We come up, 2.5 hour drive. It's about the experience. Friends come up. They're like, hey, what lot are you in? We want to tailgate with you. So I'm with Tailgate Ted on this one. Stay in the stadium. You get a food truck. You know, you got to pay for that. I could bring up my own beer, my own hot dogs, hamburgers, things like that. But we go in the stadium, too, and eat. 2 o'clock for a 1 o'clock game, 2 o'clock, you're eating in the stadium. You're hungry again. You're drinking beer. So if you take away the tailgate experience, it's going to be make me rethink my tickets.
So you'd rather them stay in Landover, build the new stadium there, if the experience stays the same, versus come downtown to D.C.?
Yes. Look, we went to Philly. I went, me and all six of us that have our season tickets that come up to every game, we went to the Eagles game, and we tailgated there. They throw an awesome tailgate. The fans hackle you to death, but it's an awesome it's a great experience. I think you take away that experience. And look, 4 years ago when we were getting blown out, that's all you have to look forward to is the tailgate. You go into the game,
it's a good
the
point.
Team's 4-12.
Right.
You know, this is what you look forward to is the tailgate, and then you go out to the parking lot in the third quarter and just go tailgate
again.
Right, you get double tailgate.
So,
thanks, Lewis.
Yeah,
appreciate you listening in Richmond, man. Thanks for the call.
I do think if Josh Harris hears the sentiment from many fans, he'll be receptive to it.
I mean, he'll certainly listen. And look, maybe there is a way to have limited tailgates at the new spot. Like, it wouldn't be like at Northwest Stadium, because I think they have they have like 100 acres of parking around the stadium.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're not going to have that, but maybe there would be, I don't know, maybe you carve out 10 or 15 acres as just a tailgate lot. I don't know. Maybe there has
first
to be,
come, first
there
serve.
Has to be some sort of solution. I would think
they'll figure it out.
Yeah. 800-636-1067 is the number. We're taking your calls about the news that there's potentially no tailgating at the new RFK site if that's where the Commanders wind up moving and building their new stadium. Let's go to Chase. He's calling in from D.C. What's up, Chase?
Hey, how you doing?
Good morning.
I just wanted to say, like, if there's a way we could do it like Baltimore, because, like, they have the best of, like, three worlds. You go out to the bars, they have, like, the other stuff, like the thing about doing at RFK. And they have the tailgating, like, in the city. Like, if we could just try to get something like that going, that would be good, I think.
Yeah, it seems like, though, the reason why the mayor's bringing up the Minneapolis model and the Minnesota Stadium is because they have limited space.
Right.
We went through it before in the last segment. There are certain congressional restrictions, the 50 acres here, the 25 acres there.
Right.
So they're not going to be able to have these big parking lots.
Right. Let's go to Frank. He's got a little bit of a different take here. Frank, you're on with the Junkies. Good morning.
Hey, Frank.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Yep.
I'm definitely an old school tailgating guy. Love it. Have to have it. But I can see, you know, definitely being downtown would be advantageous for the people coming from Virginia, where they've had to schlep all the way out to Landover. And I'm wondering if the newer generation would really appreciate that Minnesota model. And I can see why you would want to look at that, because you want to keep that fan base going long term. But for us guys who have been around for a long time, we get there early in the morning. We don't have to worry about schlepping in an hour before the game time and fighting through that, because we're there early.
Mm-hmm. So you're basically saying that the younger generation doesn't care as much about tailgating as somebody your age. Is that what you're?
It's starting to feel that way.
Okay.
You know, most of the people you see in the parking lot are the people that have been around for decades who have, you know, suffered with Dan Snyder and like, right. You know what? I think I might just stay in the parking lot and forget the game. But yeah, I think the newer generation, I'm wondering if they'll pick it up. I hope that they do. I would love that they do. But this model with the Minnesota's got, they might really like that.
Did you go to games at RFK? I assume you did.
Yeah, years ago. Yeah, I went to games years ago when I was a kid.
Do you remember if people were tailgating in the parking lot? I assume they were.
I don't.
They were tailgating on the streets a lot. There was like a trash issue.
Yeah.
My guess is a lot of
thanks, right, thanks for the call, buddy.
A lot of youth, people in their mid-20s, they like the idea of a tailgate,
right?
But they don't want to go set one up themselves.
Right, I'm sure.
Like get everyone together, organize who's bringing what, get there early enough to set up,
right?
Spend the time setting up, packing up. They just want to go to the tailgate, see their friends, and then go to the stadium.
I guarantee this is more important for the younger generation, and maybe even for the older generation. Mm-hmm. More important than tailgating, good Wi-Fi.
Oh, yeah. Wi-Fi is super important.
Because all of them are on their phones.
Let's go to Ben. He's calling in from Silver Spring. Ben, you're out with the Junkies. Good morning.
I'm about as old school fan as you can get, although I gave my season tickets up a few years ago. And speaking about the last caller, a veteran of Lot 7 at RFK, and it was a phenomenal event. We had a great time. Same thing at FedUp Field. We had a really great tailgate. But, you know, and I was really pissed off when I heard about it last night on Grant's show, and I started thinking, wait a minute, maybe this isn't so bad after all. My kid lives in Baltimore, goes to Ravens games, they don't tailgate, they go to bars. And when they go to the bars, they see the same friends every week, and they decide which bar to go to. So I think it's going to be about the same. You'll still be able to hang out with your friends.
It's just more expensive. I think what I'm hearing from a lot of these callers is it's more expensive and you lose the freedom of bringing your grill, picking whatever you want, bringing your own beers. You're instead of lining up at a bar and spending, $11 for a beer.
Bars get crowded. Yeah. I mean, how are you going to guarantee you can get to the bar? I mean, if these bars are packed.
Valdez, did you want to push back against Ben's?
Don't they tailgate?
In Baltimore?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I was going to say, I've been to Ravens games. They definitely tailgate.
There's a billion lots. It's not a problem, but what makes it look like it's not some wasteland is that they're all under the 95 overpass.
Yeah, they're all tucked away.
That's true. They're tucked away, so it doesn't look
kind of spread out too, right?
But I remember going to a game, it's been a while, but there was definitely a huge tailgate in the parking lot.
You can go to bars, you can go in Fed Hill and drink your ass off if you want, and then stumble into the stadium, or you can go to Lot H, which is underneath the 95 overpass, or you know what you can do is, if you don't have a pass to do it, you go to Jimmy's Tailgoat, where you pay a fee, you go in the parking lot, they have a band playing in there, and you eat whatever you want, drink whatever you want for like $150.
Sounds like a pretty good deal.
All right, so Ben was just completely wrong.
Let's go to Brandon. Brandon, you're on with the Junks. Good morning.
Good morning, man.
Hey, Brandon.
I hate the whole thing about going to D.C. if we can't have tailgating, man.
So you'd keep them in Landover then?
Keep them in Landover. I mean, I've gone several times over the past years with a huge group of people, and we got pissed off last year when we had the Titans game and we couldn't tailgate afterwards. And I mean, you can have the best of both worlds. I mean, you can move the stadium closer in Landover, so that aspect's gone. And you know, if you're coming in just to go to bars and crowds and all that, trying to go into a bar with a large crowd has always sucked.
Yeah, you don't want to go with like 20 people. I can understand why. You would want your own space, your own alcohol, your own food.
Yeah.
You can continue to chime in.
I think it's part of football, honestly.
800-636-1067 is the number, and that's the same number for the Junkies text line, presented by Lido Pizza, local favorite since 1955. Serving pizza, subs, jumbo wings, and salads, Lido Pizza Square, because Lido Pizza never cuts corners for locations
Or to place your order, go to LidoPizza.com. You can text 1-800-636-1067. Standard message and data charges may apply. We're the Junkies. Coming right back.
A lot of people fired up about the tailgating issue, Bish.
That song would never, ever get old. Gypsy will never,
it's a great
ever.
Tune.
It's A++++ tune.
I agree.
Mm.
You love Stevie Nicks' raspy voice.
Oh, her voice is unbelievable.
I think she's close to 80 at this point, by the
yeah,
way.
Yeah, I know. Still performing.
Yeah, good
still
for her.
Still goes out and performs. I know. I think most people are they want that tailgate in action.
You could vote at Junks Radio. It was pretty split in the first, 2 minutes that I looked at the poll. Poll hasn't been up very long.
80-20 now?
Let's take a quick look. Still pretty split. 53 say they still want the stadium at RFK. 47
say they'd rather have it RFK. They could
say it's a no.
Give a rat's ass about
tailgating. Tailgating is fun, but it's also like for the person that's organizing the tailgate, it's a pain in the ass. I mean, there's no way around it. Now, some people love it. Tailgate Ted is, dude loves it. It's kind of what he lives for. But like Valdez, he used to be part of a huge tailgate at Maryland. He's lost. The flame has gone out for him. Like he just doesn't want to do it anymore. Like he's just lost his passion for it. Like, so I can see both. I can kind of see both sides.
Mostly because it's an all day affair.
Understood.
Like, I don't mind the planning of it. Mm-hmm. Actually, I get psyched to plan.
You love to plan. You're a planner.
That's just the type of person I am. That's my personality.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just tailgating is an all day affair at this point. And if you want to watch like all the other college football games that are going on that day, like it's just ruined for you.
Some of the funniest scenes that I can remember, like with my kids, we're going to your tailgates when they're young, and guys are dressed up like in Maryland flag Speedos in the parking lot when it's 35 degrees out, shotgunning beers. I mean, my kids are like, "What's going on here, Dad?" I'm like, "It's just college insanity. You'll find out soon enough." But they're fun. They're just fun. They're fun events. So I understand the visceral reaction that people have when you tell them that that's just going to be ripped away from them. It's not going to be part of their game day experience.
We're going to move on. You can hit us on social media, on Facebook page, facebook.com/thejunks. You can vote on Twitter at Junks Radio. We're going to bring back 5 and 10, Cakes.
Oh, really? Putting the paddles to that? Very good.
You need to start double-checking your Twitter account, Cakes.
Do we have an intro music for 5 minutes?
I did. We'll have to find it.
Valdez will find it.
Here's why.
Okay.
I know you're not a big NBA guy right now.
Okay, check my Twitter.
But if you see some NBA stories that maybe raise your eyebrow, really pay attention because it seems like NBA Centel is back. It's a very popular troll account that was banned.
All right.
But it's making a triumphant return. And
I know it went away.
I looked last night. Like, if you just quickly look at, because it looks like NBA Central.
Okay.
It's NBA Centel.
All right. So it's a parody account, or they're just
sometimes they'll have fake news. Like, okay. Here it says, Steph Curry tonight, 63 points. It's actually not that far off. He had 56.
He had 56.
But you might have been like, oh my God, he scored 63. And sometimes they will, look, sometimes they'll have goofs. Like,
It's one of the best NBA Twitter accounts there is because it looks just like the NBA Central account, which has real news.
Okay.
And it dupes dummies like Valdez into spreading fake news all the time.
Right.
And Cowherd got bit by it last week.
Oh, he did.
It's always humorous, and then you always clown on someone and say you got Centel.
Okay. I didn't know this was a thing.
And then it also has goofs. Like, I fall for like this type of NBA humor. Yeah. It has this Jokic with the block. Look at this clip. It's an inside basketball thing. Like, Jokic makes no attempt to block a shot, just gets out of the way.
Well, he's blocking the other guy.
Yes.
He's
boxing him out.
But anyway, point is, you don't want to get centelled, so you're going to have to pay a little attention. If I know it probably doesn't come across your timeline, Cakes.
No.
It's probably not in your algorithm.
My algorithm doesn't really get centelled.
But if NBA news comes in,
is it all fictitious stuff, or is it just...
I think it's some fictitious stuff.
Or is it just
some exaggerated, some goofs, little mix of everything.
It's just a goofy account with a lot of fake news, misinformation.
Yeah, here's what's much more likely to come across my account. A woman trying to get into an elevator, but her leg gets stuck, and then her leg gets cut off by the machinery. That's much more likely to cross my timeline. It's scary. Now they're animated. They're not real.
Oh, okay.
This has kind of an NBA twist to it. Apparently, the Kardashians is still a thing. Okay. I don't know if they are on TV. I feel like they're
on
Hulu.
They're still on TV.
I think Khloe Kardashian has a podcast. And on her podcast,
everybody does.
She was talking about some advice that her mom gave her.
Okay.
Okay. Apparently, her mom set her up, shocker, with an NBA player.
All right.
And her mom said, what?
This is Kris Jenner. Kris Jenner's the mom. Yeah.
Kris Jenner said, what's going on with you and said NBA player? Okay. She didn't say who the NBA player was, although we know she married Lamar Odom.
Right.
Probably been linked to, she used to be with James Harden.
Right.
Must be somebody else. And apparently only lasted one or two dates. And she was asking Khloe, like, well, what's the deal? Mm-hmm. And Khloe's like, I don't know. He just quit hitting me back.
Right.
And then the mom asked her daughter if she gave him a Surhoff. And she said, if you gave him a Surhoff, he would still be with you.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Hey, you, maybe that's motherly advice.
And Khloe told the story on her podcast?
Yes.
Classy.
But we don't know.
Those Kardashians.
The mom apparently said, because then Khloe said, no.
Right.
Or she said, what? No. And then the mom said, well, that's why he's not calling you back.
Any idea who the player was?
Maybe she's onto something.
That's not out there.
Don't know who the player is. I think that she said it was somebody that played for one of the LA teams.
Hmm.
So you just try and figure it out.
That's awesome.
Well, Doug Gottlieb.
Trust me, that NBA player, he's finding that in wherever his next road stop is. I'm guessing he's not having an issue with that.
Doug Gottlieb is the head coach at
Green Bay.
Yeah.
Yep. I'm going to guess their record. 2-26.
Slightly better. He's 3-26.
Oh, wow. Man.
See, this is what happens when you let radio guys coach your basketball team. What are you doing, Wisconsin Green Bay? I understand it's getting your program in the spotlight a little bit more because he's a national radio guy, but this is just not going to work out.
So
radio guys, you know what they need? Naps.
On the radio side of things.
Coach basketball.
Have you seen his eyes? If you think we have bags, that guy does not look good. He's not sleeping at all. So they're 3-26.
Yeah.
He got into this back and forth kind of with LeBron James. Mm-hmm. LeBron James criticized him because Doug Gottlieb had criticized Bronny, suggesting the second round pick couldn't start on Green Bay.
Okay.
All right.
Actually, he's 4-26.
Oh, he got another win.
You shorted him a win.
Sorry.
I'm not sure when that was. Maybe they won the last game.
He's getting all this criticism. What Gottlieb says is it stems from jealousy associated with the fact that he has two very enviable jobs. He said, jealousy is really hard for people to process. I've been given great opportunities despite being a very good, not great player at a very good, not great, not connected school. So people become inherently jealous and they can't process it.
Do people fully understand what a farce it is that he does a radio show in the morning and then he goes and coaches college hoops? It would be like AU calling Jason Bishop and saying, you know what? We're gonna hire you to run our basketball program. You're gonna coach the AU Eagles after you're done doing the junks in the morning.
Right. I don't even think he does it in the morning. I think he does it middays.
Okay. I don't know when he does it, but still, it's absurd. And he's not gonna last there very long because he's 4-26 this year. What do you think he's gonna be next year?
Yeah.
7-20.
Better hit that portal. It's not enviable to be coaching at Green Bay.
Yeah. And
to play teams like, you know, Wright State.
Here's the bigger takeaway and the best advice I can give any college hoops program. Don't hire a radio guy to be your head coach while he's actively doing radio. Just a bad idea.
I know the answer to this question, but I'll ask it anyway.
You know how stressful it is to be a college hoops coach? It's one of the most stressful jobs in the country.
Yeah.
Believe me, it is. I talk to guys
well
all
paid,
the time.
Though. Yeah.
Depending on where you are.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're coaching at Oral Roberts, like my buddy who I went to college with,
okay,
he ain't making a ton of dough. And he's last in the league right now.
Is he a grunt, or where is he on the pecking order? Is he the head coach?
He's the head coach.
Oh, okay.
He coached under Rick Barnes for years.
Right.
And he finally got his first head coaching job at Oral Roberts.
What's their record?
They're dead last in the league. I mean, it's his first year, okay. So he's going to hopefully build the program.
Okay.
I know the answer.
Believe me, it's a stressful ass job.
Sure.
I know the answer to this question, but I'll ask him anyway. Would you fly on Jeff Bezos' aerospace company up and get to space with Katy Perry? She's going to be part of one of these flights. Katy Perry, Lauren Sanchez, which is Bezos' wife, and Gail King are part of the next crew.
The easy answer, no. I don't need to go to outer space.
Even if you got to sit next to Katy Perry?
I don't care about that. I'm terrified enough going up 35,000 feet, JP. Do you think I need to go past that? I need to go out of our atmosphere and into outer space for 5 minutes? No thanks.
And last but not least, in 5 and 10, number 5, Carmelo Anthony has the logical destination for Kevin Durant. Because Durant apparently turned down a trade this year, but is likely to be moved in the offseason.
Mm-hmm.
Carmelo Anthony says, KD to the Wizards.
KD to DC again.
Is that off NBA
you.
Centel?
No, this is Carmelo Anthony saying, I would like to see him in the Wizards. He says, end it back home. You ain't going to go chase. You ain't going to go with these other teams that's out there. You already got your rings. Go to the Wizards. Bring that energy back to DC. Your family, your mom, friends there. Go rekindle that fire. Back out there in D.C. That's what Melo wants.
I don't have it in my bones to do another round of KD to D.C.
Yeah, that's not happening.
I can't do it. He wouldn't even take a meeting with the Wizards years ago. No thanks.
New era cakes. What if Cooper Coop results in Cooper
Flag? What if he
wants
to close his career out, play his last year where he's from, in his hometown?
If he wears a Wizards uniform, of course I would root for him. I just don't think it's likely to happen.
Of course it's not.
Speaking of the Wizards, we're going to talk to their GM next. Will Dawkins joins us here on the Junkies.